wonder who wrote that song. Had no idea. He made that for Rosie on the House 20 years before it ever started broadcasting. What an insightful man he must have been.
Yeah. That's a fun song. Just dancing around over here.
Texter from at 411923 wants to know, what is your opinion of ductless air conditioner? And I'll let Bruce start with that one. But what they're talking about ductless, it's a two-part system. One part outside, one part inside. There is a connection between them, but it's just a copper pipe. Yep. It's not an air duct. All the air that's being air conditioned on a traditional one, that is cooling in the cabinet inside the closet, and then it's pushed through ducts of air.
Yeah, flexible or metal duct in an older house, and or some newer houses. But
and if it's going through the attic, and you don't have a, you know, and it's above the insulation line, you know, the attic temperatures in the 140 plus in the heat of the summer, and so you're moving this air through a very hot space before it enters your home. A ductless one, it's cooling it all inside your already air-conditioned home below the insulation line.
Yeah, right in the room you want it. So there, a ductless system is most commonly referred to as a mini-split. They've been popular overseas for a long time, especially in places that have never had central cooling or heating, because there's no existing ductwork to upgrade systems. So, like you said, there's still a small, typically very small, condensing unit outside, and then there's a head unit, which kind of takes the place of the traditional, you know, box in your closet
or vent
in your attic, and it pumps out the cool air right there. They're great for a number of applications. Garages, I have one in my garage. They're fantastic. Most of them, even the inexpensive ones, are a very high SEER rating. And if you spend a little bit more money, you can easily get 20 plus SEER for a system that's not all that expensive. You know, Rosie always tells people that he used to have a swamp cooler in his garage, and he switched over to a mini split. Had one of the certified partners come over and do that, and it was actually less expensive to run that mini split than it was to run his swamp cooler. So they're great. I've seen a lot of people use them in homes. If they've just got a problem room that's always warm and they've tried just about everything they can within their budget, you know, short of tearing all the walls apart and taking off the outside siding and completely, you know, going above and beyond with, you know, insulation on the outside of the house and that sort of thing, they can be great for addressing problem areas for, you know, you're still going to probably be at least $5,000 into it, plus or minus a bit, depending on what you pick and installation, you know, how far away they have to run the line set and all that. But, They're great, and they just keep improving. They have systems where you can run multiple of those fan units, the boxes you put in your room, off of one condenser. They have cassette-style ones now that actually fit in the ceiling, so it almost looks like a traditional ceiling-mounted supply register. So they're becoming more and more low-profile. You know, a lot of people see them, and they say, oh, I don't want that big, ugly thing on my wall. Well, they're working on that. So they're a great system for a lot of applications.
And if you have a 12-by-12 room and put in a mini-split, you're going to get cold really fast.
Oh, yes.
And you're getting really cold. So you'll appreciate them. Very energy efficient.
They are.
And the key is the size that you're trying to cool. Mm-hmm. It's not designed to do 3,000 square feet. They're designed, you know, anywhere from, you know, I think the biggest I've seen is like, is it 500 square feet maybe?
Yeah. It
might even be a little bigger, but it's not a whole home solution in most
cases.
You'd
have to have multiple units in that case.
And let's go to Bruce in Tucson.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. My question is this. I'm considering putting in a mini split in my garage. I'm trying to figure out how much electricity it's going to take to run that per month?
There's a very basic calculation. You know, obviously there's some variables in it, but this can help you. You have to take the kilowatt hours that air conditioner is listed that it's going to use or is going to use.
And it's probably not going to tell you in kilowatts. It's going to tell you how many volts and amps.
Yeah. So you're going to have to, and I don't have all those off the top of my head. Math was not my favorite subject. So, but what you basically have to do is you have to figure out the kilowatt hours that it's going to use, you know, kilowatts per hour, and multiply it by the kilowatts per hour unit cost. And the unit cost is going to be the unit cost from your power company. So that, you know, there can be some variables depending on time of day, if you're on, you know,
on peak, off peak,
that sort of thing. But you take the kilowatt hours that you figure out from the unit, multiply it by the kilowatt hour unit cost, and that should give you the cost to operate that air conditioner for 1 hour. And that would be constant running, which when you have it on in a garage, unless you've really gone above and beyond, got that insulation in the space above it, got an insulated garage door, done some extra weather stripping, they're going to run a little more than a garage than if you put it in the inside home office.